Good morning. We're going to go ahead and call the meeting, the Liberty County School Board special meeting. We're going to go ahead and open with a prayer and pledge. Mr. Hayes is going to open with prayer, and Mr. Reddick is going to lead us in the pledge.
Let's pray. Dear Father, we do thank this morning come together to ask for your blessings. We would each and every person here in the family be with throughout this day, Father. We ask this thing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we don't have any additions or corrections to the agenda, so we'll go ahead and move on. I need a motion to approve the agenda as is.
Motion
by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. At this time, we'll go ahead and turn it over to, we're going to have a presentation by Mr. Patrick Bell. He's with Capital Solutions. He's the president of the superintendent and the board of a, let me just read it the way that it is. Presentation by Patrick Bell with Capital Solutions. He's the president, you're the president of Capital Solutions? Okay. And he's addressing the superintendent and the board of a proposed contract between Liberty County School Board and Capital Solutions. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you, and thank you all for having me this morning, inviting me over. I know it's early, and I know you all have other jobs and things to do, but I'm really appreciative of you considering my company to represent Liberty County. I want to go through a little bit about me and what I'm from a small county myself. I'm from Lafayette County. So we kind of fight. I was telling my son on the way over that we kind of compete with being the smallest county, Lafayette and Liberty. So I know a little bit about your issues, and I've represented small counties and small county school districts for the past 15 years. I started with LaMonica and Trammell in Tallahassee. When they retired, Mr. LaMonica and Trammell retired, I retained all of our clients and have kept a lot of those clients for the last 15 years. I enjoy lobbying. The process has changed greatly. As you guys know, politics in North Florida has changed greatly because of term limits. And we don't have the Pat Thomases, we don't have the Sam Mitchells, we don't have the Dempsey Barons that we used to have. We have Senator Munford, who is a great, great senator, works very hard. Paul Scherz works very hard, but they have 11 counties. And out of those 11 counties, unfortunately, most of them are applying for a school district and a special facility. So there's a lot of competition in this arena of special facilities. And I've given you a proposal to look at. I won't go through all of that. I'll just give you the nuts and bolts of it. The budget process is about a three-week process. And during that 3 weeks, it is nothing for me to work 15, 17 hours a day. I will tell you an example that's close to heart, Alpha. Alpha School, in its first year of funding, was when I left the Capitol at midnight on a Saturday night. I'm just giving you kind of a overload how things happen in Tallahassee. On Saturday night when I left, Alpha had $6 million was funded for its first year. At 7 o'clock in the morning, on Sunday morning, I was drinking a cup of coffee. And I got a call from the speaker's office saying, your funding got cut for Alpha last night. So I didn't call Senator Munford at 7 o'clock. I drove to his house. I pulled up in his yard and said, hey, we got a problem. Because it was serious to me. They were paying me to get this job done. And I wanted to get in their school, especially get in that first year funding as the critical. So by the end of the night at midnight, we had it back. Senator Gates put the money back in for Alpha School. So I was very proud of that. But that's how quick things change. They go from having money to the next morning not. When you're asleep, some staff person talks to a chairman of a committee and they take the money out. And you have to go fight to get it back in. It's a very stressful time during that time period when we're conferencing the budget. But it gives me the adrenaline. It's what I love to do, is to compete for that and fight for it. I put a contract for you guys, and it has a 30-day out. You don't have to worry. If I don't get you with money, I'll fire myself. I will call you, and I will cancel the contract. There will be no hard feelings. This is sort of a, I wouldn't say trying to assess what type of lift this will be to do. It's not going to be the easiest thing. We were 2 years ago, DOE thanked us, and we were poor. And right now, DOE and their budget, they put all the way in. DOE funded no new school, and the governor's office funded the first two. So that gets down to, I think, Jefferson and Taylor were funded. Not being, and usually, if I was going to lobby an issue, I would lobby it for the DOE, put it in their budget, and if the governor didn't, I'd say, they left it out, they're crazy. But I'd say that the governor put it in the DOE, and DOE was crazy, which was 9 times out of 10 what happened. But this instance not having it, and it kind of gives it some tweets, it gives it some conflict there. It kind of tells people, well, one of these agencies did. So I'm telling you that this is a little bit of a lift. We're going to have to try to get some money for a school that's not in the governor's budget or in the DOE's. Can it be done? Yes, it can. If we get some money this year, even if we got $3 million, which I got last year for Pine Hamilton, this year they were funded at half of the school on the second funding. They were at $10 million, which is half of their school. I did it purposely. I asked the speaker to put it in out of his what they call the bill pot. Put some money in there for me to get them in the wood. And then this year, everybody, DOE and the governor's office, funded. So I think we're at a lift here. We've got some options. We could try to go for, usually the governor and DOE's been doing a third. Or we can, if we can't get to the third, we might can get a couple, $3 million in there. And that gets us in the loop where next year they have to, because they're not going to give you money first, but then not start the project and pick it up. And you're fourth on the list. So, I mean, that would be kind of something to go for. But we will go. If hired, we will go for the third to try to get it done. I've worked in many school districts. I know in 20 months you probably can build this school easily in 22 months. No problem at all. And I haven't asked the superintendent Summers this, but I'm guessing you guys have your plans, you have your architectural stuff, everything's
correct.
Okay, good. So, you know, that also says something. You're ready to break ground, have land ready to break ground. So I think that we'll go for it if that's what you decide to do. Like I said, there's 30 day out. If we can't get it, I would quit myself. I would expect you to pay me for failure. We're here to get you the money, so we'll try hard to do it. And that's what I do best. I don't make promises I can't deliver, but I can deliver this promise. I work very hard, and so that's what I can promise you will be done. That no one will, this won't drop or not be given full attention. That I promise you. So anything can happen. And lastly, before I close, I will tell you that one thing will make a big difference in this year's funding. It's for water projects, which this county applies for too, and school projects like this. The House, we have the speaker, who's a good friend of mine. We have convinced him and House leadership bonding would be a good idea. Bonding, and Senator Mumford agrees with bonding too. Bonding right now is cheaper. We'd make more money at the State Board Administration to keep that money in the stock market and bond markets and bond these projects. If you bond these projects, they're estimated last year was $500 million would be available for building and infrastructure, water, roads, and stuff like that. So the bonding issue, the Senate never wanted to bond any of the money. But if they bond money this year and they come back, and they're starting to, you know, they've been fighting between the two houses, two chambers. But if they come back and they decide to bond this year, then this would definitely have a good shot getting funded. Potentially half or more. I mean, if they bond, there's plenty of money to go in there if they're bonded. So, anybody have any questions?
You mentioned that you were represented Calhoun County in their quest to get their special facilities, which they did. There's also some other projects there in Calhoun that you've helped them with in their school system.
Yes, sir. We had two projects, Carr School renovations and Bluntstown Elementary, that were not on any list. They weren't on the DOE governor, or that we just stuck them in the legislature, stuck them in. And we got very fortunate that Governor Scott didn't veto them. I mean, that was very fortunate, because usually, they went through a process besides me asking, and they funded them. So I was I'm always shocked on veto day. I really am. It's always because, you know, I represent a little city, Chattahoochee, and I represent Bluntstown. They both have water projects. Same thing, 100-year-old pipes. They were in the ground. He didn't veto Bluntstown, vetoed Chattahoochee's. I mean, I don't know why, but I can't tell you. I mean, I will say under Governor Bush, that you knew exactly where Governor Bush was on any issue. Governor Bush, you didn't have to guess. You could feel, you had that feeling you were going to get vetoed. You knew that with Governor Crist and Governor Scott. It's kind of anybody's guess. I mean, there's no real reason for that. So,
I have a question for you, if you don't mind, Mr. Bell. I know you represent several different school districts, and my question would be is if we chose to have you represent us and, say, another county, you were representing them, and we were in the same boat needing the same stuff, you work for both of us, so
that's right. How do you
distinguish between the two? Or I know there's usually a big pot of money, and you ask for a certain amount for a certain school and a certain amount for the other, but if there's a top three list,
right,
and you represent four of them,
right,
how do you distinguish that?
Well, I will tell you that Alpha School is on its final phase. I look for Alpha School not to be much of a problem. Hamilton's on its first and was first on the list and the worst. I think that's an easy sell. In other words, I think those two, I think Alpha goes out before conference. I think what they do is if the House budget and the Senate budget have the exact same amount, mm-hmm, then it clears and it doesn't go to conference. So I don't think I have to go to conference on that issue. I'm not sure on Hamilton, but Hamilton being with a different delegation, while Senator Mumford's there, you've got Representative Porter and some different senators that are looking at that, especially now that redistricting, you've got Bradley and different people looking at it. But you work it from different angles, but you have to get them both. I mean, there's no, you're right. I can't. Now, with saying that, understand, Alpha's at the last phase, so they're probably not going to cut Alpha. They're one of the three or four schools that's in the last phase. Really, you're only competing with Hamilton in that pot of money.
Do you represent Hamilton?
I do represent Hamilton. Hamilton, last year, was the only school that got funded out of the whole list.
So they're already in the loop.
So this year, when the governor's office looked at them, they looked at them and gave them more than the third. They gave them actually half this year because they thought, well, the legislature gave them like $2.5 million last year to start, which is nothing. But they went ahead and stuck them in for 10. Governor and DOE both did that. And I will tell you, that school is a, we haven't even talked about it. Your school's in the shape that school's in.
They look like Hofstra School.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The old building.
Yeah.
I'd have voted for them.
Yeah.
It was when we went over there, I actually went over there, and Senator Mumford and I did too. I would not. He said it when he got in the car, he said, I wouldn't let my grandchild come here. There's no way. It's lighter, and it's the old wires.
I had heard that it was definitely needed to be one.
It's on jacks. They've cut holes through the auditorium and have jacks to lift it up. And I mean, I got involved after it got ranked. They hired me after the ranking.
Okay.
But what I would tell you that question, Great Dawn, I can't leave the Capitol by that. Your situation is a little different. We've got a third-year Alpha. Hamilton's at two. You're the only one I would have in the first.
Okay.
So the pull, I don't think it's a lot to get them where they need to be. I'm being honest. I think this is a tug to get you where you need to be. There's two options. Speaker, if he's kind to me and does what he did last year, he gives us a little bit to get you into the door, which, you know, kind of solidifies you for next year. Or we can get them, talk them into doing a third, which is what we want to do. That's the number one goal. Get a third or a little more than a third in there. And then if not, second case scenario at the end, when the speaker gives out his money in the bill pot, let him put some in there at that point in time. But,
okay.
we want to get our foot in the door.
Yeah,
you know, even if it came down, I've had conversations with our board about even if we had to reduce back from the third a little bit, we want to get our foot in the
door. Well, it helped Hamilton. That's why I did it. I asked him. I went in there and I lobbied him hard on the school. Showed him that actually we had an eyewitness news video because they went out there and they were talking about the school. You can actually put a ping pong ball down and it rolls down a hallway. I mean, it's that bad, unlevel. And we were able to do that. We showed him the video, and he actually stuck the money in and said yes. And so we got it, and the governor didn't veto it, which I was happy about that, too. I didn't think he would. Since it ranked number one, I didn't think he would veto it. But I wasn't sure if he would let that small amount go through. I wasn't sure if he'd look at it and say, that's not enough to make a difference. You can't start doing anything. I'm going to veto it this year. But he didn't let it go, so... That would be the second best scenario here.
I made some calls this weekend. You know, at the last meeting, you know, I had some concerns about, and it had nothing to do with Mr. Bell. I met Mr. Bell before, I think Marty Coley's office a few years ago, and knew of him, didn't know a whole lot about him, but did some questioning this weekend, and talked to Joe Shuler, who's also a lobbyist, and had a long discussion this weekend with Chris Doolin, who is one of our lobbyists, you know, through the Small District Consortium. You know, I've never been one to want to pay for something I can do for myself and about everything in life. So I believe your safety and counsel, the Bible says, so I asked some questions. This is what both of them said. Number one, Mr. Bell's company is second to none. Both of them were very, very high of it. And this was Chris's take. Chris said, "You're not going to find anybody better than Mr. Bell to represent you." And here's a reason why. And I'm a hard sell, but this, you know, this is what Chris said. And Chris, you know, he'll be assisting in this. This will be something he also represents. He said, "Right now, the special facilities program has been so, you know, the legislature sets parameters or sets up a program, and then when the schools try to go ahead and utilize that, then they go, oh, I've got too many in here. Then they want to move the goalposts, which we see in education daily. That's what's happened with special facilities. Chris told me last year when Kevin and I was talking, when we first started talking about it, Chris said, y'all going to have a hard time getting that. There's almost too many schools trying to vie for that money. He said, I'm worried about it remaining solvent. Talking to Chris, he said this is the legislature's fixing to change this program. This is the last year it's going to be in its present form. We've already, what you alluded to, we've already established critical needs. We've all went through the, we've gone through all the hoops except funding. We've got to the last part, funding. We're exactly where we were last year. We were very confident we thought we were going to get in. We felt confident that we got Senator Mumford and Senate staff. We made their budget, I believe, last year. The House is where we were short, and Chris said that's where Mr. Bell is in the House. Very good relationship with Speaker Chris Foley. He's got some good relationships. This would be the year you need to get your foot in the door now. Now that's what Doolin said. I put a lot of weight in what he says. He's a very good man, and he said starting next year, as they revamp this program, we're all going to start back. We're going to have to go through the process again. We're going to have to be ranked. Number one, we got to be deemed critical need. He said if you were deemed critical need last year, that need does not go away. But starting next year, everything's erased and we start over. And I told him about some of the terms, you know, of your thing, and he said, "Look, he's giving you an opportunity to let him go if it doesn't work." He says, "But if anybody can make it happen, it's Patrick Bell." That's what Chris Doolin said. Of course, Chris will sit. He said, "Y'all put together a lot of small district projects," and he said, "It'll be a great." And so, you know, I shared that, you know, that concern with Joe Shuler as well. But I thought, you know, he's a friend of us. He agreed that that's probably the route we need to go as well. I'm always skeptical because I can put a suit on and shave my beard off and go beg as good as any of them, you know. But I also work.
We've done that twice.
I worked with Ernie all weekend as well, my dad-in-law, Sergeant Sumner.
Yeah, I know.
And he knows Patrick as well, and he says, good man, got some really good relationships. And so it's one of them things, it is a gamble, you know, to say we're going to put X amount of dollars for X amount of months or however we deem. But he's given us an out this morning. If it don't work, look, I'll fire myself. But it's one of them things that it's a timing issue. Is what kept coming back to me. It's a timing issue. This is one of the things that because it's a year one funding and we'd be the only one trying to get year one funding, even if it's a smaller amount, you get your foot in the door. And I don't know. Our school board has ever hired a lobbyist per se. Here's another thing. We're the only county that's out.
Yeah, well, my question was, how was Calhoun County getting all the stuff? And then when they told me you record, I'm like,
well. Well, and that was the thing Chris said. Chris went down, and I wrote them down, all the counties that have lobbyists. He said, you got to understand, this program with its popularity has become very political.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, it helps to have those kind of people doing it. I think us and maybe Jackson, he thought Jackson was getting one. There was one county that was doing one that had somebody doing it pro bono, kind of, you know, maybe somebody within the county. But other than that, every other district that's vied for this money has had somebody help them. So when it comes to that ranking, when it comes to that nudging, that's where this kind of business helps, you know. So that's my. I was very skeptical last week, but I wanted to, you know, I wanted to do my homework. Mm-hmm. After doing my homework, I think we need to go that route. And I think it's justifiable to the public as well.
It's all means to try to get it
down. Well, we've done it twice.
No. I worry about the justification for the public divorce standpoint, how you do it.
Why can't y'all lobby?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll be the first to tell you, I don't have the expertise and the knowledge to be able to go up there and do what they do. I don't, and I'll admit that.
I was skeptical as well. I shared some of this with Mr. Summer. I did some research and digging on my own different route. I hadn't talked to Kyle at all about this. But I basically got all this information.
I had several conversations with people.
I agree with that. I had to say the show was in the network.
And this is the last year speaker.
Yes.
Yes.
It's last year. You got a new speaker coming in.
Yeah.
Not saying he couldn't. I won't get to know him. I know he will. But y'all have
I have a good relationship.
Very good relationship with him. That's quite close.
Mr. Corcoran, my speaker, Corcoran, speaker, go away. Other counties have hired lobbyists, and it is a competitive process. I know that Taylor's picked one up. Jackson, I was telling Mr. Summers, Jackson didn't per se have lobbyists, but
that's
the contractor was C.W. Roberts, Culpepper, and Mr. Culpepper does have lobbyists. So that's why, I mean, Jackson, number 8, didn't pop up on the list last year for nothing. I mean, it was there, and quite frankly, I was really shocked that it got beaten. I mean, Mr. Roberts was pretty close to the governor, and I was real shocked
that that got beaten.
But he, at the end of the day,
they were at the bottom. They got shot ahead.
Right. And I mean, I thought it was a done deal. The governor would never veto it. He'd say, well, let them, they needed it. They were ranked. I'm going to let them go. He didn't. He said they didn't fund the ones of you guys and the ones ahead of them. And he
which was fair.
Which was fair. His staff was very fair about it. They weren't going to let them jump. In our case, we're not jumping. We're just asking for that first year. And that's, so we're not, we're just asking to be added to the list that you're funding. So,
I had a quick question. If the board deems to report to the current lobbyist, as far as the frequency of reporting back to me per se that I can report to the board, do you do that on a, you know, constant basis? If something new happens, we know about it tomorrow, keeping us updated.
Yes,
what's happening.
I am, probably because of the way I work and do. I stay at the Capitol a lot. I am there quite a bit, but I will call you and keep you up to date, and anyone else, if the chairman or anybody wants to call me, you've got my phone number there on my letterhead, has my phone. By all means, tell you, I'm an early riser. This morning, this is not early. I get up very early anyway. So I'm up, and I'm up till 10 or I say I run a 7 to 11, but it's more like about 5 in the morning to 10 at night. Now, I mean, anybody can call me. I'm more than welcome to take your calls and update you. But I will be keeping you guys updated. I can promise you on the phone. And Ralph will tell you that. I will. It's really a 3 to 4 week window where it's real critical. And there may be a time I've had to do this before, too. At 1 in the morning, I've had to call a client, wake them up, the county manager, the chairman, and say, hey, I need to know the answer to this question. Right now, you've got 15 minutes to tell me before I pull the gun. So I had to call the full county manager at 1 o'clock in the morning and say, I hate to do this, but I need to know. He gave me the answer, went back in, we got the clock. I mean, that's the difference in being here and being there.
Well, I have come to understand and learn that a lot of times that's going to make the part of business take place.
Yep.
That all week long is in the wee hours of the morning. And I personally don't have that know-how, or I guess maybe don't know enough people to be able to do that with.
Yep.
So I'll be the first to say, like what Mr. Richard was saying about, you know I'm allowed to sit here and do a job, but I just don't have the expertise, and I'm not going to pretend that I do.
Well, it's the relationships that we don't have.
Yes.
Our own represent, you know, with Bashir's, he's at our corner, so is Mumford. It's those other ones that have the say-so in the voting and the budget process that we don't know who... We're not their constituents.
Right.
That's where we're fumbling the ball there. Yeah. We can go over there, you know, but if they... You know, where are you from? Liberty County. Oh, okay.
So do we're Panama City, isn't it?
Yeah. They don't even know where it's at, you know. So that's where the ball gets
thrown. I mean, obviously.
I agree.
It's
know.
A lot of time, more time, and time in this... Sometimes it's like being in a doctor's office. You're waiting for the right time to go in. Senator Mumford's office, he's vice chairman of this committee in the Senate. But he also has 4 or 5 universities. He's got Starke Madison, FAMU, FSU, TCC, Chipola, and you've got all the colleges. You've got all the people in there trying to get money. All your charter school people. It's pushing through and shoving to get through.
And you got to know who
to get to. And sometimes staff, which you have a great one from over here. Melissa loves Liberty County, and she's very on top of things. And I appreciate the comment from Joe Shuler. I always modeled myself. I love Joe Shuler and James Harrell Thompson. And when I started lobbying, you always pick somebody you'd like to be like. And I thought they were gentlemen. They did their jobs. But I thought they handled themselves greatly. And I always tried to model myself after those two guys. I thought they were just
I consulted both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good guys.
They're good guys. And I
put a lot of stock in what they say. When it comes, I mean, that's what they do.
And they carry the way they carry themselves.
Right.
I try to... Same way.
Well, they were very complimentary.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I love him to death. So.
So at this point, does anybody have any more discussion or anything they'd like to add or ask? Or
I will say I've known Mr. Bell for 30 years. I watched him learn to be a lobbyist. I know his dedication to not only his work but his family, and I would vouch for him any day.
Thank you, Ms. Mayor.
Yep, I started with her at the lottery, and the first night we worked the midnight shift, I was telling David, I was scared to death of her, man. I thought she was going to fire me. I went home and said, I know she hates me.
But we were scared of her, too.
Right. She showed me once how to pull this computer run and to do this thing. She says, you need to go do one more of those right now. And I'm like, okay. I mean, I was nervous. But we made it through the night. And, I mean, we had a midnight shift we were working. We were up there working, and I went home. I told my wife, I'm scared to death. I said, she's going to find it. She trained me well, and so I enjoyed those days too. We working for her was good.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Rell.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
Your
Thank
time.
You for your time.
At this time, we need, I guess, the superintendent's recommendation.
After hearing all that's been said, and I would highly recommend that our school board employ Mr. Bell as our lobbyist under the terms of the proposed contract.
Okay. I would need a motion to approve the contract between the Liberty County School Board and Capital Solutions to represent strategize and formulate a plan to obtain funding from special facilities. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Reddick, second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Good work. Give us the money.
All right, Roger.
Thank y'all.
So I need a motion to adjourn, please.
Motion
by Mr. Reddick, second by Mr. Hayes.
Got to try to get up and leave the building.
Don't leave yet. We got to adjourn.